إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرسله ربه بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح للأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حتى أتاه اليقين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ألا وإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, is the seal of the prophets and the final messenger to all humanity. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none to misguide, and whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves to go astray, there is none to guide. اليوم إن شاء الله نكمل حديثنا عن محبة الصحابة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكيف دافعوا عنه ونصروه إذا أسيء إليه وكيف نتعلم منه. So today, inshallah, we'll continue our discussion about how and why the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Sahaba, loved the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم so much, and how they defended him when he was attacked, and what we can learn from them. الكفار مكة كانوا يتعجبون كثيرا من محبة الصحابة للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حتى أنه أبا سفيان في القصة المعروفة والمشهورة في كتب السير قال: ما رأيت أحداً يحب أحداً كحب أصحاب محمد محمد. كان بيتعجب ليش بيحبوا كل هذا الحب. So even the kuffar of Mecca, the people of Mecca before Islam, they used to wonder why in the world the Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ used to love him so much. So in this narration, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, before he accepted Islam, he said, I have never seen anyone loves another person just like the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ loved Muhammad. I wonder, I don't know why. وطبعاً السبب الأول نذكر أسباب بسيطة جداً. السبب الأول أننا مأمورون بذلك في القرآن وفي السنة. ففي القرآن الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول: النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم. يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو أقرب للمسلمين من أنفسهم وأحب إليهم من أنفسهم. وقالوا لو قرأت في التفسير في ابن كثير والقرطبي وغيره قالوا إنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو المفروض يكون أحب إليك من نفسك. ليش؟ لأن نفسك أمارة بالسوء، دائما تأمرك بعمل المعاصي واعمل كذا وروح كذا والأخطاء والآثام والذنوب، إنما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث، يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو أحب وأقرب إليك من نفسك، وهو يحبك أكثر من نفسك. The reasons why the Sahaba and why we also love the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Number one, this is what we are told in the Quran. We are told that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is closer to us than our own selves, and he is more beloved to us than ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that indeed the Prophet is closer to the believers than their own selves, than their own souls. And if you read in the Tafsir Ibn Kathir al-Qurtubi, they say, because yourself, your soul, the lower self, and desires will always prompt and motivate you to do the wrong, the haram. Do this, drink this, smoke that. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم always tells you to do what is good and to avoid what is evil. If something is bad to you, he's telling you to avoid it. But your desires tell you, no, go ahead and do it. And if there's something good for you, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will tell you, do it, and your lower self will tell you, no, 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 don't go there, no. And this is why the scholars say the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is more beloved to you than yourself. وهذا ما ذكره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا في حديث صحيح في صحيح مسلم. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: مثلي ومثل أمتي كرجل قائم على نار فجعل الفراش والهوام يلقي بنفسه في النار، وأنا آخذ بحجزكم أبعدكم عن النار وأنتم تقحمون أنفسكم فيه. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the same thing in an authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. He said, The example of myself and my companions, my ummah, is someone who is standing by a fire, and the butterflies and insects, they keep throwing themselves in the fire, and I'm standing there trying to protect you from the fire, and you are throwing yourself in there. So this is the meaning of the ayah in the Quran. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا يقول في الحديث الصحيح في البخاري ومسلم والذي نفسي بيده لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من نفسه وماله وولده والناس أجمعين. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also said in an authentic hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, by the one in whose hands my soul is, he is swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that none of you truly believes until I become more beloved to him or her than their children, their wealth, their family, and all of humanity. And we know the hadith from Umar ibn al-Khattab and so on and so forth. فهذا هو السبب الأول. السبب الثاني هو تواضع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الجمل قبل الهجرة وبعد الهجرة في وقت الخذلان في مكة وبعد أن فتحت عليه الجزيرة وكذا وجاءت إليه الغنائم وصار منتصرا هو نفس الإنسان المتواضع فلم يتكبر على الناس. So the second reason, the Prophet ﷺ was very humble, always, before he migrated to Medina and after. When they were persecuted in Mecca and when Allah gave them victory in Medina, he was always the same person, humble. فَإِذَا بَنَى الصَّحَابَ رَضْوَانُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمِ الْمَسْجِدِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ كَانَ يَحْمِلْ مَعَهُمُ الْأَحْجَارُ وَيَبْنِي مَعَهُمْ إِذَا حَفَرُوا خَنْدَقَ كَانَ يَحْمِلُ التُّرَابُ عَلَى كَتِفَيْهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم فَكَانَ وَاحِدًا مِنْهُمْ إذا مثلا خرجوا في سفر وأرادوا أن يأكلوا وكذا كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يجمع لهم الحطب كي يعدوا للطعام فقالوا يا رسول الله يعني نحن كثير ونكفيك ذلك فقال إني لا أحب الرجل يجلس كاسدا والناس يخدمونه وهو يجلس في الظل. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was always humble. We are told in the authentic ahadith and in the seerah that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the Sahaba were building the masjid, he was carrying rocks with them. When they were digging the trench to protect the Medina, the Prophet ﷺ was carrying dust and digging with them. When they traveled and it was time to make food, the Prophet ﷺ would collect firewood for them. And they say, oh Prophet of Allah, you don't have to do this. There are so many of us. He would say, I don't like a person who sits in the shade and people serve him like a king. So I have to work just like anyone among you. فَكَانَ هَذَا مِنْ تَوَاضُعِ النَّبِيُّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. So people like, if someone is their king or their ruler, they like that person to be one of them. If they feel you are one of the people, they will always be there, they stand up for you and they try to protect you and do the best they can. But if they think you are up there and they are down here, you're looking down upon them, treating them like slaves, nobody will care about you. فتواضع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. الأمر الآخر هو صدق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فكان صادقا في أقواله وفي أفعاله في ظاهره وفي باطنه. نذكر مثال واحد ونمثلة كثيرة. يعني مثلا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يعاديه الكثير, آمن به القليل من الضعفاء وكذا وكفر به الكثير. فحدث أن إبراهيم ابن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مات, فحدث أنه في نفس اليوم حدث كسوف للشمس, والحديث في البخاري ومسلم. فقال الناس إن الشمس كسفت لوفاة ابن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فخرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وخطب وقال, يعني بعد أن حمد الله وأثنى عليك, وفي البخاري ومسلم, فقال إن الشمس والقمر آيتان من آيات الله لا ينكسفان لموت أحد ولا لحياته, فإذا رأيتموه, يعني الكسوف, فابتدعوا إلى الصلاة. So the second or third reason why the Sahaba loved the Prophet ﷺ so much was because he was so honest with them. He never lied. And even before Islam, he was called the reliable and the trustworthy. He never lied. So it so happened, as reported in the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, when the son of the Prophet ﷺ died, his son Ibrahim passed away, in the same day it so happened, a coincidence, that there was a solar eclipse. The sun was eclipsed. So some people started a rumor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels sorry for the Prophet's son. This is why we have a solar eclipse. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out and he gave a khutbah and said, let all of you know that the sun and the moon are two signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't eclipse for anybody's death or life. And if you see a solar eclipse, make salah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone, another person, who is hoping to get the support of people and the people who believe in his message, and he was fought and persecuted, he would say, you know what, yes, Allah is sad that my son died. And if it rains the same day, he would say, you know what, the angels are crying. This is a rain coming down, this is tears. No, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very honest with the people. إن السبب الآخر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني كان مخلصا لدعوته وبذل كل شيء في سبيل إيصال الرسالة فلما عرضوا عليه كما يقول بالسنة عرضوا عليه أموال وعرضوا عليه رئاسة وعرضوا عليه النساء وكذا فرق قال أبدا وبلغ رسالة أو أهلك دونه كما ورد في كتب السير. Also the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was sincere and people loved him for his sincerity. He was persecuted, his Sahaba were killed, he was injured, and the people of Mecca sent someone to bribe him. So they said, if you want money, I'm going to write you a check right now. If you want a position or status in the society, we'll make you a king over us. If you want women, we'll get you the most gorgeous women in town. But the Prophet ﷺ said, no, by Allah, my role is to convey the message, even if I die, conveying the message. Somebody else would say, okay, you're giving me 500,000, I would accept 1,000,000, thank you. No, the Prophet ﷺ was ready to give all it takes to deliver the message. طيب كيف دافع الصحابة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ لو تقرأ في كتب السير والسنن سبحان الله تجد أن الصحابة جميعا كانوا يحبون النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ويدافعون عنه. بأموالهم وأنفسهم رجالا ونساء وأطفال. So how did the Sahaba, the companions, defend the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? If you look at the seerah, the Sahaba, all of them, men, women, and children, they were ready to sacrifice everything, their money, themselves, to protect the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and to support him. ونعطي أمثلة سريعة لتوضيح الأمر ثم نختم إن شاء الله. يعني مثلا دافعوا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الميديا الإعلام ساعتها اللي هو في الشعر تمام؟ هذا هو كان وسيلة الإعلام في ذلك الوقت. فمن دافع عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بشعره هو حسان بن ثابت. كانوا يشتمون النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في أشعارهم فكانوا الصحابة يتجاهلون الأشعار والقصائد وكذا ولا تجد أبدا أنه في أحد من الصحابة روى أو قص الشعر اللي بيشتم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولذلك مات هذا الشعر ما حدش يعرف مين قال إيش. فكان أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه حسان بن ثابت رضي الله عنه كان يدافع عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بشعره لما أمره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال هجوهم وروح القدس يؤيده فكان يهجوهم بأنه يتكلم عن سماحة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأخلاقه وكذا ويقول لهم إذا أردتم أن تشتموا أحدا اشتمون أنا واشتموا أهلي واشتموا أبويا وامسحوا في الأرض ولكن لا تتعرضوا للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأذى. فيقول في إحدى القصائد هجوتم محمدا فأجبت عنه وعند الله في ذاك الجزاء فإن عرضي وأبي ووالده لعرض رسول الله منكم وقاء. عاوزين تشتموا مش اشتموني أنا لا تشتموا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So number one, they tried to defend him in the media, and the media at that time was poetry. They would say a poem and people would, you know, spread the word and say this poem everywhere, so they spread the word in this way. They didn't have Fox News back then. So, Hassan ibn Thabit was the poet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to make poems to defend the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in one poem he's telling him, you attacked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I tried to respond on his behalf, hoping to get the reward from Allah. I sacrificed my honor and the honor of my father and his father to defend the Prophet ﷺ from everything you say. He's saying basically, if you want to attack someone, attack me and my family, and don't say a word about the Prophet ﷺ. فَكَانَ هَذَا مِنْ دِفَاعِ عَنْ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ دَافَعَ بِأَمْوَالِكَ عُثْمَانَ بْنَ عَفَّانَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَتَجْهِيزَ جَيْشِ الْعُسْرَةِ وَكَذَا لِدِفَاعِ عَنْ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Many of them, they sacrificed their money to defend the Prophet ﷺ, like Uthman ibn Affan, all of the Sahaba, to arm Muslims to defend the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and defend Medina. وبعضهم يعني دافع بنفسه وروحه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وكلكم تعرفون قصة علي بن أبي طالب في الهجرة وكذلك طلحة بن عبيد الله لما جعل من نفسه درعا لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة أحد حتى قطعوا أصابعه وشلت يده ومنهم من قتل دفاعا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Also they tried to protect him with themselves and their souls. If you read the story of Ali ibn Abi Talib in the Hijra or Talha ibn Ubaidillah in the Battle of Badr, when they tried to kill the Prophet ﷺ, so he made himself as a shield. He took all the stabs instead of the Prophet ﷺ until they say in the narrations he lost all of his fingers and they almost cut off his hand, trying to protect the Prophet ﷺ. And some of them lost their lives trying to defend him. ومن النساء معروف انه في القصص ما كان من يعني من النساء من كان يخرج مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم للدفاع عنه في المعارك. روى سعد بن ابي وقاص عن ابن اسحاق في سيرته ان امراه من بني دينار بعد غزوه احد اخبرت ان اباها واخاها وزوجها استشهدوا في المعركه. فكان اول ما قالته: وماذا عن رسول الله؟ كيف رسول الله؟ قال: هو بخير، إن أباك وأخاك كذا ماتوا. قالت: لا أستريح حتى أنظر إلى رسول الله. فلما رأته قالت: كل مصيبة بعد رسول الله تهون. خلاص، طالما رسول الله بخير خلاص كل شيء ممتاز. So we are told in the seerah that a lady from Bani Dinar, a tribe, that her father and her husband and her brother were killed in the battle of Badr. And when the news came to her, the first thing she said: what did the Prophet ﷺ do? How is the Prophet ﷺ? They said, he is fine, but we're telling you that you lost your brother, your father, your husband. She said, it's not a problem. I have to look at the Prophet ﷺ to make sure that he is okay. And when she went and the Prophet ﷺ was okay, she said, every problem after the Prophet ﷺ is tiny and small. If the Prophet ﷺ is okay, everything else is okay. وطبعا مما يذكر عن الأطفال معروف في غزوة بدر وما فعل الطفلين بأبي جهل وكذا. وكذلك يروى أيضا أنه في عهد عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه في البحرين، في إمارة البحرين في ذلك الوقت، روي أن الأسقف كان يجلس أمام بيته ولابس بها شكله كده زي الشيخ، عنده دقن ودشداشة وكذا وقاعد، الأولاد افتكروه شيخ تمام، فبيلعبوا زي الهوكي بالعصر بيضربوا الكرة وبتطير، فوقعت على صدره فأخذ منهم الكرة. القصة سائرة مشهورة في كتب السير. فجاءوه وقالوا: لو سمحت يا عم أعطينا الكرة وكذا. فقال: لا والله لا أعطيه. قال وما يظنون أنه مسلم: يعني نستحلفك بمحبتك لرسول الله إلا أعطيتنا الكرة. المحبات لرسول الله إن عن أبوك وعلى فلان على عينان وكذا. فسبهم وسب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فضربوه بالعصي حتى موتوه من الضرب. فلما جاءت الأخبار عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه ففرح فرحا لم يفرحه لنصر ولا لفتح، وقال: اليوم عز الإسلام. قالوا: كيف؟ قال: لأن غلمانا سب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمامه فانتصروا له. In this story, at the time of عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه in Bahrain, the state of Bahrain. So some of the children of the Sahaba, they were playing hockey with sticks and a small ball, okay? So somebody kicked the ball so hard so it fell in the chest of a man. He was not Muslim. So what happened? They went him to get the ball, to retrieve the ball. So they said, will you please give us the ball? What did was bad, okay? But they were very nice to him and said, okay, we apologize, the ball hit you in the chest, okay. But please give us the ball. He said, no, I'm not going to give you the ball. So they said, we ask you, they thought he was Muslim because he had a beard, he looked like, you know. So they said, we ask you by your love to the Prophet ﷺ to give us the ball. He started to cuss at them and the Prophet ﷺ. So as narrated in the story, they fixed him up New York style. And when the news came to Umar radiallahu anhu, he was so happy and he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Islam victory today. So the Sahaba said, why? He said, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name was abused in front of little kids and they supported the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they defended him in the best way. Nasa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yu'allimana ma yanfa'una wa yanfa'ana bima 'allamana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة للعالمين. تكلمنا في الأسبوعين الماضيين عن المشروع الذي بدأناه في الرشيد وذلك للتعريف بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ورسالته وسماحته وكذا. So about 2 weeks ago we started this campaign to collect funds so we can send pamphlets to all the homes in Edmonton and neighboring cities. And inshallah, if we get more support, maybe we'll print out 1 million pamphlets and we'll send them to all the homes in Alberta. طيب, the best way to defend the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is through da'wah, to teach people about the message of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and about his akhlaq. Okay? You defend him and you make da'wah in the meantime, which is an obligation on every Muslim, male or female, old or young. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says in the authentic hadith, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٍ. Convey my message even in the form of one ayah or one hadith. I've seen a lot of cases where people come to me and after we give them shahada, they start crying and they said, and know what? You guys should have told me about Islam 10 years ago. If my father knew about Islam before he died, he would have accepted Islam. But you guys are lazy. Wallahi, this is what people say. القصد من التعريف بالإسلام والتعريف بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما قال العلماء الشغالين في الدعوة عدة أسباب. طبعا المطلوب من المسلمين هو ليس إجبار الناس على الدخول في الإسلام ولكن إبلاغ الرسالة. إن عليك إلا البلاغ وقول الحق من ربكم فمن شاء فليؤمن ومن شاء فليكفر. قول القرآن للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the scholars say there are three purposes behind making da'wah to people. Number one, when you deliver the message to them, you're fulfilling a religious obligation. So, when you come in the day of judgment, you will stand before Allah and say, Oh Allah, I deliver the message as you said in the Quran. My role and the role of the Prophet and all prophets before him is to convey and not to convert. Just convey the message. This is what Allah says in the Quran. Whether they accept or not is not your problem. Number one, if they accept Islam, alhamdulillah, every single person will get the reward in the masjid and in the community. Number two, those who don't know about Islam, if they don't take shahada, at least they will have a positive attitude toward Islam and Muslims. If someone says something wrong in the media or in front of them, they'll say, no, you know what? Muslims are good people. Islam is a peaceful religion. What you are saying is wrong. This is the purpose number two. Number three, if we don't get people to take shahada, or to change attitude about Islam, at least they will hate Islam less. And if we settle down to this, that we get less hatred from people, this is a success. We said in the past 2 weeks that the initial quote we got is 2 pamphlets per dog. But alhamdulillah, the brothers in the masjid were able to negotiate a better deal, and now we're getting 4 up to 5 pamphlets per dog. So if you pay $100, we'll be able to send the pamphlets to 500 homes. $1,000, 4,000 homes, or 500 homes, multiplied by 4 people in the household, that's 20 up to 20,000 people. So this is an obligation. Inshallah, after the fundraising, after the Salat of Jum'ah, there will be brothers standing outside with boxes. Nobody would push you to pay. If you are willing to stand up for the Prophet and defend him and make da'wah to the people, please put your hand in your pocket, put some cash in the box, or go to the office inshallah and pay in the office if you have a MasterCard or any other means. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم من أراد الإسلام بخير فوفقه إلى كل خير ومن أراد الإسلام بسوء فاجعل كيده في نحره واغفر اللهم للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همًا إلا فرجته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مظلوما إلا نصرته ولا ظالما إلا قصمته يا رب العالمين. وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأخذ الصلاة.